Blog Talk Radio.
Hey Angels, this is Tarie, and I have a special guest on tonight. She is my friend, and she and I have been working together for about 3 years now. And she is backed by popular request because of her story about what the ascension process and the prophetic message that she usually you get your dreams in, you get it through dreams, Victoria. But it's Victoria Whitehead. And you guys, she's got some really cool stuff to share with you because, you know, we were just talking today. I said, Victoria, you know, one thing about you is that you are super consistent. You don't have a lot of baggage that you hang on to, and you're very determined. And whatever, you know, because I've been coaching her for years, and she's been a great teacher to me because she healed herself of Lyme disease. She ran her first 5K since she's done that. And how long has it been since you ran? I know you were just sleeping before and didn't have any energy. Now you got energy and you got a horse. You kind of got a whole spiritual, you know, work that you're doing. And you bought a horse. You bought, and now you're working, doing what you love and loving what you do. I know that your psychic ability is turning on. And she's going to talk about that tonight. But, you know, I want you to share about your dream, or not your dream, but your message, okay? Because I think you just got that out of you're walking along, you're sitting there, and it just happened. And I know you work for the government, so I know that your job is tough because you got some stuff that you deal with on a daily basis that most of us don't have to deal with. And, and what is the ascension process? This is so neat because she is, she looks about 25 and she's in her, I'm not going to tell your age because I think we're ageless and timeless if we choose to be, that's the way I look at it. Yeah.
I definitely don't feel my age.
Yeah. There you go. And, but she looks about 25 and I think that's due to the ascension process that you yourself are choosing to experience. And what is that? There is a period of time that, and I think it's going on right now, that we all chose to be born the light workers, and what are light workers? Those are people that are shifting to a whole new vibration and taking people that want to go with us, all right? And, the Mayans did it, the Lemurians have done it, I was reading about them today, and the Atlanteans, some of them, and over the course of time, there have been cultures that have totally disappeared, and they went to a whole new level because they were just gone. They were here today, gone tomorrow, literally. And what does that mean? If we ascend to a new dimension, so we're in the third, we go to the fourth, fifth, the sixth, the seventh, that means that we can live a life of joy and bliss and prosperity in every area. And I know that Sue and I are going to be doing something with the physical body changes that your body goes through in the near future, but I know that you have a different take on it that is probably easier for most people to understand. And first of all, you meditate, you eat right, you drink water because that's your element. I'm going to ask you a little bit about that before we close the call tonight. And I know you do chakra spray. I know you do cleaning your chakras, cleaning your energy spray, and you're coming out with that yourself. And you work for the government. But what was that vision that you had? Because how many of you guys that are listening in now or will download it later would like to know how to ascend to a new level? Can you imagine how your relationships are going to look, especially if you're dating a boy or a girl or living with them or married to them? How happy, much happier you're going to be? How much prosperity you're going to be? And how much abilities that you have to tap into the other side? So, I'm summing it up a little bit so where people can really understand it. But we're going to the third, to the fourth, to the fifth, to the sixth, to the seventh. I personally think we're going higher than the fourth or the fifth. But that's a whole nother, where are we going? What was it described to you? So share with us how you got your vision. Share with us a little bit about you. And I'm going to ask you. Share with us about your vision now.
All right. So you want the vision now or do you want the process to getting to this vision?
I like the vision, and then you can talk about the process, because I know that's the way that you've been communicating with angels and getting answers, literally asking a question and getting an answer. And I know everybody would like, how many of you guys out there would like to ask questions to your angels, your guides, your ascended masters, and get a question answer right away? She's doing it,
right.
Okay? And we want to ask you, So, but go with us with the ascension process now.
Okay.
How does that work?
Well,
okay.
What I had to understand is what our purpose is here. Do you know what I mean? Like, people think we're just living. Do you know what I mean? We're living our lifetime. We're here. We're making babies, having families, working, living, and then dying. But that's really just a tiny fraction of what our purpose is here. So understanding that, you know, we're living an earthly life, but we have a soul lifetime that we fulfill on a yearly, century, whatever type level. So I do believe heavily that we're here with a soul plan and a purpose. Okay. So that being said, you know, when I thought about what was going on in the world, because yes, I do work for the government. I am privy to things that, you know, most people don't know about. And I definitely know that the media doesn't necessarily portray everything 100%. So people don't know really what's going on, you know, what really is going on. So I was thinking about what's going on in the Middle East, because it's a big concern to me, because I don't understand how many people, I mean, massive amounts of people can actually think that blowing themselves up is actually good. And it bothers me because I look at these pictures, I see pictures of them, you know, and I'm just like, I look at them like, how could you sit there and think that this is right? You know, so it really perplexed me for a long time. And in fact, I did write papers for my master's degree on, like, comparing suicide bombers in Palestine to Iraqi suicide bombers, you know, and it's just, it's a concept where I'm just like, why? You know, why would they want to? So I also understand that everybody has a reason and a purpose here, right? So a lot of times people choose to be that person to have something happen to them in order to give a reaction to someone else, to teach them something. So we might think like the tsunami where people are dead and, you know, they got washed away into the sea. It's a horrible natural disaster. However, the purpose of the natural disaster is to evoke compassion or some other emotional sense of feeling that us as human beings need to learn or to gain. So I'm like, all right, so these suicide bombers are here for a purpose, right? So I'm like, okay, I get this. So recently, you know, discussing this with, you know, my mother, just, you know, talking about it, I'm like, you know what, Mom, I think I get this. I was like, they're saying that the caliphate is there. The caliphate is someone who is the next, like, Muhammad, not the next Muhammad, but the ascended masters for Muslim faith. I hope I'm saying that correctly. But so ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq, has said that, yep, we got the caliphate now. You know, he's here. This is it. They're installing, you know, Sharia law. They're making no money. We're talking like they really feel that they have, like, quote unquote, their Jesus has come to earth. And I'm like, wow, that's some seriousness, you know, because people are beginning to truly believe, I mean, truly with all their heart and soul, that this is absolutely the path to enlightenment and the path to heaven, right? So I was just like, how could that possibly be? Because they don't do anything that to me is a positive towards mankind. They take people who don't believe and they chop their head off. And I'm like, and how is that something loving? Because, you know, God is a loving God, you know, and so I'm like, that doesn't seem loving to me. That doesn't seem forgiving. That seems extremely judgmental. So I thought, I'm like, oh, my God, I get it now. This is the false prophet. And I'm like thinking about it. I'm like, well, but it's not Jesus, because they say it's supposed to be Jesus-like. I'm like, you know, a lot of people, this is a concept, a religious concept that some don't grasp, but for some reason, this is how it resonates with me. Jesus was an ascended master. He was a man, just like Muhammad's a man, just like Saint Germain was a man. You know what I mean? And they were able to tap into the fact that all basically godlike. They let go of their ego. They let go of their human self and understand that they have the abilities to be close to godlike. And so they become the ascended masters, doing miracles, you know, communicating with angels, you know, things like that. So I'm like, oh. So they say Jesus light. They don't say it has to be Jesus. So Jesus is our ascended master. So they're saying this person is going to come and claim to be an ascended master, which would be like a caliphate. So I'm like, aha, so this is what the false prophet is. And I'm sitting there, I actually pulled out the book of Revelation. So I'm like, there has to be something that I'm feeling about this, because I really feel that this false prophet is here drawing in people, leading them to believe that they're following the correct path towards God and
right.
towards the, you know, the end of time. Now, the end of time, we're thinking, and this is my theory when I was little growing up, I'm like, oh, my God, Revelation scares me because it says that the planet is just going to go to smithereens, like hell and brimstone from the sky. Like, it's going to be disaster. I mean, the world to the end. I'm like, what am I going to do if that ever happens? But you know what? It's not the case. That the world to the end means the world of the end of this dimension. And then we're going to go into a new dimension. And those who believe in God, the way we believe in God with the full faith, and that he's a good and loving God, and that we're here for a purpose, and we're here to portray the love and forgiveness and the non-judgmental to people, and to teach people the goodness of what we're supposed to be here for, the good, that we're going to, the whole thing.
So we're going to ascend to a whole new different dimension rather than being blow up to smithereens
right.
and that kind of thing. Okay, so that came to you, and I'm going to agree with that because I like how you said it, and so that's how you got, or the thought came to you, and the idea came to you that the ascension process happens, that we all are connected to God. God is like the ocean; we're like waves in the ocean. And Jesus is, you know, we can be, you know, I think Course in Miracles calls Jesus our elder brother. We can be, you know, for miracles, and we can be connected to God like that. Some people call it the Holy Spirit or Spirit. I getcha. And
if we believe that we do have that ability, and the people who are starting to reach out to, like, coaches like yourself, you know, understanding that there
are soul planning, or myself, right?
Understanding that there's angels, there's deities that talk, that communicate, that help. I mean, it's these little, the people that are curious, like, why or how did the blocks of the pyramids appear on there when there was only humans that lived there during that time period? People that are curious about those phenomenons that people say that are, you know, just that they have no proof of what it could be, those are the people that are starting to realize that, hey, you know what? I am a person on Earth, but I have a bigger picture in this lifetime, in this universe. And those are the people thriving and striving, trying to find the answers and developing their own intuition and developing their spirituality and being like, oh, my God, I am like the small grain of sand in this huge master plan. You know, and those are the people that are grouping together, and it's all of our positive energy and our spirit and our love, you know, for mankind, for life, for people, that is going to bring this world to be able to come to the next level.
I like that. I'm going to go back to that. Is amazing. Thank you. Okay, so you know, so you're saying like the natural disasters, these people made a soul agreement to transfer out of here to the other side. Some people call it heaven, paradise, whatever you want to call it, to the compassion, to balance, make it more of a balance. Like you have the Palestine or Israel, you know, it's Israel, I guess, that's what I call it, Israel. In Israel, you have the Middle East folks that are attacking and blowing up,
the people who are getting beheaded, that are, you know, these journalists, they chose to be in this lifetime, and it's to us as humans, we're just like, that is the most awful thing to ever choose to do. But what their life purpose was is to be here to teach people, hey, we need to group together, to band, to be the good over the evil. You know what I mean? To show that, hey, this is not what, you know, the false prophets here. We're not supposed to be following this. You know, and so they chose as their lifetime to come here to show that to us, that us as humans to look at these things, look at it with disgust and understand that, yes, this is not the way humankind needs to go, and to band together and to bring more good out of this evil.
We're learning who we are, because God is a part lives inside of us. It is a part of us, and we're a part of God, and God is a part of us. Because they sacrificed themselves and saying, "Hey, you know what? We're going to sacrifice and show you what bad is, if you want to call it. However, evil is, not good is, so you can realize how good you can be." You know,
right.
We know who Mother Teresa is because we have Jeffrey Dahmer, for instance, okay, or Hitler, whatever. That's right. I agree with that.
It evokes an emotion that makes you grounded to understand what you're to learn. So you know, seeing this guy who sacrificed himself, you show compassion towards him, you know, and it makes you angrier towards the people who are doing evil, so you can define what side you're supposed to be on. Do you know what I mean?
Right, I get you. And we all have a soul's purpose. And so instead of everything being blown up to smithereens, the false prophet is, you know, we'll be here, but we're going to a whole new level where prosperity and joy is a part of who we are. Just like they said, the Lemurians and the Atlanteans, you know, or, you know, there's been cultures, there's a pilgrim.
Like the Aztecs,
Aztecs.
Like they were here,
and
they're
then
gone,
they were gone,
but they're gone because they ascended. Their purpose here was done, but they left us with clues on how to be. And that's where we're learning all these little things about, like, what it used to be in the past. You're just like, well, how do they perform these crazy acts of lifting massive amounts of heavy material? You're like, how do they do it? I mean, they didn't have cars back then. You know, they didn't have forklifts or any of that stuff. And it's like there was a reason for them to be able to do these miraculous things. And they're leaving little clues for us so that we can, as humans in this lifetime, do the same.
Okay. I agree with you on that. I totally get it. Thank you for that. Now, you are someone, it's obvious, you know, when I'm listening to you, you're talking about when you were a child, you know, reading, let's read a light book of Revelation, right? No, just kidding.
Well, you know,
the Bible.
It instills fear in you, you know, they're like brimstone, fire, you know, repent, you know. And I always was confused growing up about religion. I honestly was confused. I went through confirmation and all that stuff, you know, but I had no idea really what it was about. You know, I knew we had Jesus, I knew we had, you know, Easter, and I knew what Christmas was about, but I just, you know, the concepts behind it, and maybe it was because I just couldn't follow a doctrinal religion, or I just knew that there was something bigger. And so it confused me. But, you know, knowing now what I know and reading what I read in the Bible, it is all symbology. It all has, like, room, you know, areas for interpretation, of course, but, like, it's there. And when you're open to what the message is supposed to be, then you're like, oh my God, I get this now. It's like, you know, they talk about Babylon. I mean, the whole entire Bible was taking place in Iraq. You know, and if you think about where we have the most turmoil right now, it's in Iraq and Syria. And they're all in that same area where, you know, Jesus walked the path. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, you think about it, you're like, oh my God, holy crap, yeah, that's like, that's what they're talking about, you know, and it just like the connections to what it is now, it's there. It just, you have to sit there and be like, well, where was Babylon? You know, what, Baghdad's right there in the Bible too. They talk about the Tigris and Euphrates River. That's Iraq, you know, but it's like, it's there for us to interpret, because only the open-minded will know where to look. If you're closed-minded to religion or closed-minded to the possibilities that there's other answers than what's black and white, then you won't be able to get, you know, these ideas. But it's like, it's there. It's just for the people who are ready to receive it.
I got you.
And I do
you get prophecy stuff because you're open. And you're like, okay, show me more. And so you have an open heart and an open mind, right?
Yes. Yes, and a lot of it, you know, when people would ask me, well, you're Christian. I'm like, yeah, I'm Christian, but I've read the Kabbalah. You know, I've read Courses in Miracles. I've read the secret stuff. I've read Science of Mind, you know, and I've been thirsty for answers on what our real purpose was or what religion means, because I knew there was more to it than just the Bible. And I knew there was more to it than just doctrine of man, because that's the reason why I really don't like going to church, is because I don't feel like a man should dictate how I should believe. And I'm so what's the deal? You know, and I've read tons of stuff. I read about angels. I mean, I've even, you know, read into, like, some of these other, like Santeria, you know, Hispanic-type stuff. I've learned of it. I don't necessarily agree, but I've learned of it and stuff like that, just so that I know, like, there's more to it than just the Bible. So, you know, I come to the realization that all the religions, we're talking Judaism, Islam, Buddha, you name it, is all praying to the same God. And once I realized that, I'm like, huh, okay, well then this is perfect. You know, I understand this now. For people who follow Judaism, it is what they resonate to. They feel that they understand God better through Judaism. Okay, cool. Rock on. Whatever makes you believe that that God that you're praying to is the God that we all pray to. So it just makes
it
easier.
I'm going to ask you this question, and you're right. I agree with you. So, I mean, myself, organized religion teaches you what to think, where spirituality, finding God within yourself and establishing that relationship teaches you how to think, or spirituality, metaphysics, whatever you want to call it. Or just being out in the desert or out in the ocean and saying, hey, show me who you are, God. I want to connect with you. And then you
like shamanism and all that, too.
Yeah, I got you. Your open heart and open mind is key here, okay? So, because you don't have any blocks there. The other thing, and I'm going to share this with you guys. She meditates and healed herself, you know, but of Lyme's disease. And she's following her passion. And does she have problems? Yeah, she has issues. Don't we all, though? It's part of being a human, spiritual being, having human experience. But I also know that whatever you do, I say, and Victoria and I have worked together because she's worked with me. I've coached her for 3 years now, and she's went through some amazing changes. And just ran her first 5K, as I said. But one of the things that she's doing right now is she goes, you know, she says, I'm not sure I'm meditating right. And so she started meditating and really consciously practicing it. And your psychic ability, I really think that instead of calling it psychic ability, the veil between you and the other side, the veil between you and the angels, the ascended masters, God, your angels, your guides, the causal plane, which is where I think God, the highest plane you can go to, you know, like we're on the third level, third plane, God is at the highest, okay? That's the veil between you and that level becomes very thin, where you can feel and see and hear things. Okay, so you start getting prophetic dreams, you got prophetic ideas, and because you think, and you feel, and you're wanting to get more. So tell us about last night. And how you're getting answers, or maybe it's been the past few nights, whatever. But talk to us about that and how that happened. So,
okay. I've had some challenges. I mean, really, a lot of it's work related, you know, not getting all into it, but work's, you know, challenging. The experiences I see at work is challenging. And just because I'm going through these changes within myself, you know, so I get overwhelmed. So I'm sitting there, you know, I'm off of all medicine, by the way, you know, I'm sure you all know. So I don't take anything to go to sleep. So I'm sitting there, insomnia has been the devil for me lately, and I think it's because I can't quiet my mind enough to get to sleep. So last night I'm like, you know, worried about finances, you know, having conversations with people in my head about stuff. Like I'm always recapping about my riding day or some stupid stuff. I'm like, I need to quiet my mind. I need to really quiet my mind. And I've never been a really awesome, like, meditator because I always, like, I sit there and start to relax and then a thought comes in my mind and I'm off on a tangent talking to myself about this thought. And I'm like, wait, I'm supposed to be meditating here. So last night I really, really tried. I was like, okay, I'm going to quiet my mind. And I did the whole breathing in. You know, I relaxed my body. And then I was like, all right. So what's the deal with my finances? And I instantly got a comment. I was like, whoa, are you kidding? And it was just like, it was so easy. It wasn't like me saying, well, you need to freaking quit spending money. It was just like, don't worry, everything's going to be fine. Relax. You know, I was like, oh, my God.
I'm so sorry. Victoria, we beat ourselves up. You couldn't get a ball pat, you know. Exactly. I got you. That's funny.
You know,
so you're
what's really important when you're meditating is understanding what is an ego thought versus a higher self thought. And I think that's a huge thing in the beginning. If you're learning to become spiritual or to apply spirituality, then that you have an ego, and the ego is a negative thought, a negative, judgmental, you know, hypocritical type thing that we all have because we're human. So any kind of thought like, you know, you need to quit spending money, that right there is like total ego. So you just have to be able to delineate what you're feeling. So I was just always like getting these like, no, you're fine. Everything's going to work out. I'm like, okay, all right. And then I got a vision of a friend. And I was just like, what's he doing there? You know, and they were like, oh, he was a farrier for your horses in a past life. I'm like, holy crap, really? I was like, where did that concept come from? And, you know, so today when I was, you know, I do weekly coaching with Tree, she's like, no, that was a valid comment there from the spiritual world. I was like, shut up. I was like, amazing. So it's like, after I sat there and I asked the questions to the angels, you know, and to Ashtar and Odin, those are my, you know, peoples, I was just like, I actually slept last night. And I was I had a very relaxed mind because I listened to what they said, and I trusted that what they said was for me. You know, and that's the thing is I believe full-heartedly that when you apply a spiritual concept that you're given to do, to work on, that it will work, period. Like, I truly believe that we're here. We're spiritual beings. I believe that we do have communication. Like, I just really, really believe. And so, therefore, I'm open to receiving the messages that are out there for me. And so, when I ask, I wait and I listen. You know, I just sit there and I don't sit there and be like, oh, God, they're never going to answer me. Or, like, you know, I've been wanting my husband for, like, what has it been? We've been working for 3 years. I've been wanting a husband for 3 years. I've been, like, technically single since 2007, which is absolutely pathetic in some people's eyes. But I'm not going to sit there and doubt the validity of the messages about the path I'm supposed to be going to and the end result. I know for a fact that I will be with the right man. You know, I just need to work on things in between. And until I get those tasks in order, I'm not going to meet them. So I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, this is a bunch of hooey, you know, because the divine answers come in the divine time, in their time, in the right moment, not when I want it.
I like
you
that.
Know, so,
that is so true. You're right.
And I took baby steps, you know, I took a lot of baby steps with this whole concept, you know, and applying the things that you told me to do. And when I applied it, I'm like, okay, I'm getting this. I understand. Do you know what I mean? And it would work. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, and so it was baby steps to get up to this point. It's not going to be an immediate, like, I'm going to have prophetic dreams. Because you know what? I was probably I had more of a negative coding on my spirituality 2 years ago because I was just not learning about myself more. And now that I am, I'm open and I'm receptive to the fact that there are messages from the other side and we have a purpose in this lifetime and not just to, like, make babies and die and stuff, that, you know, it's becoming clearer. You know, so it is a process.
That is amazing. Yeah, and you've got some disciplines that you, and guys, I'm going to share this with you. She's called me and she's like, I'm really bummed about my guy, you know, Tari, and I was like, well, and we went through, did some steps, and she's like, okay, I get what I need to understand. Now, I want you to share this with a little bit, okay? She is realizing certain things about herself, and I told her, Victoria, you need to drink more water, right? And because, you know, she's trying to get her body super healthy, as we all are, and, you know, because that she wants to bring that to the table, because that's what you want in a man. You want him to be super healthy, super you know, and attractive, and because you're beautiful, and all those things. So what is it about the element? Share with us about that, because that's something I think that's part of your work. And, you know, I said, hey, I get you need to drink more water. That's a message I'm getting. And what did you get about drinking water? And most people think, oh, it's clean my kidneys. It's like my body's dying of thirst or whatever. But what did you get about it? Okay.
So, and I'm sitting there because my problem area, and I'll just be open to people. I'm like, I have a belly. And it's part of it's because, you know, got struggling with the Lyme crap years ago. I gained weight because of it. And so the last part of my body that's rebelling and doesn't want to leave is my belly. Okay, fine. So I'm like, I ride my horse 4 times a week, at least an hour to 2 hours a time, you know. So I know for a fact I'm getting exercise. I'm huge on eating organic and local and non-GMO because I know that my body does not like processed foods. I feel like crap when I do eat it. So I'm really trying to feed my body good stuff. So when you told me that, you know, I need to drink water and then we're talking about, you know, carbs after 3, I got yesterday when I was doing meditation, you know, like, and it was a concept. I was like, you know what? It's because you're missing that element in your body. And I'm like, element? And I'm like, you know, I'm thinking of like water, fire, air, and earth. You know, and I was just like, So you're saying that I'm just not balanced with the elements. And that's what it is. So I'm not balanced with my element. I lack the element of water.
Wow.
So I was like,
okay.
Oh. I'm like, all right. So I'm like, air. My concept, I was thinking, I'm like, well, what could each one be? I'm like, well, earth could be eating food because it comes from the earth, right? So I'm like, an air.
Right.
Being exercise, I'm figuring, you know. And so water would be the concept of drinking water. And fire would be being able to regulate your body's temperature is what I'm figuring, you know. And I'm like, wait, you know what? Maybe having more water will balance me out because the other seems to be I'm doing well. You know, I exercise, I breathe the air. I love the outdoors. I love nature. You know, I'm eating healthy. You know, my body temperature, I'm stable. Do you know what I mean? I'm hot when I need to be hot. I'm cool when I need to be cool. So I'm just like, all right, what could it be? I'm like, I'm missing the water.
Yeah,
so
that's
I'm like,
great.
Okay. And
that,
so that's
that
what I'm
really
thinking is a huge, huge change that I need to make. And it's not like, it's not massive. So I'm like, I'm eating well. So I'm like, what is it? I'm like, aha, it's the water.
There you go. Thank you. That helped me, by the way, too, because I knew I had a dream. I was, meditating one day, and I was like, then the angels showed me, well, you need to drink more water. I was like, okay. So, you know, I was drinking, and I'm drinking more water, and I, you know, I've added more every time because, you know, try to drink 8 glasses when you drink absolutely 1, maybe 2 a day. There's a big difference. So start slow, and like you did, how'd you start running your first 5K? By taking your first step, and take your first step of drinking, and asking your angels, asking God, asking your higher power what elements you need to balance your body. That's a great question.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I was just like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And I feel like, what is it? You told me that on, what day was it? It was last week, I think, when our last conversation. Because I was like, all right, I'm getting all this stuff, Tree. I'm like, but you know what? I still don't have this guy. What the hell? You know? And that's when we're like, I have, and I, you know, I'm like normal people. I have a really big problem with my self-esteem because of just, you know, so many struggles that I've had. So, you know, I need to have the rough talk from Tilly about it, and that's where we talk about this water. And I've been implementing the water thing since she said it. I mean, she says, go run the 5K. I will go run the 5K. You say that I need to go drink more water, I will drink more water. You tell me I need to meditate twice a day, I'll meditate twice a day to be able to achieve the message that I need to get. You know, and that's where I just, you know, apply it. Otherwise, you're, like, taking one step forward and two back by not applying the messages that you need.
Yeah, you're amazing that way. Anyway, you guys, we're getting to the end of the time. And Victoria, she is and I've got some incredible coaches that work with Angel Coaches, Donna. Victoria, I know she's got the Lavender Door, and you guys got to go tap into that. She sends some wonderful messages, but she's a coach with, for the Lavender Door, and that's her organization. And then we've got Angel Coaches here, and bottom line is it's about us all going to a higher level and showing others through example and through raising our vibration. And Victoria is going to We've got a special, I'm going to set something special up for the you guys that are coaches, and Victoria, too, as well, so you guys can practice with people if you're open to it. So if you're interested in that, let me know. Mm-hmm. You and I talked about it. And Carrie, and there's a couple other angel coaches out there, too, as well. So, but I am excited about the process of working with you guys and helping us all go to a whole new level and others in the process and having a lot of fun in doing it. Our next show is going to be Thursday night at 8 p.m., and it's Transformation Thursday, so we've got some cool stuff in place. I'm also going to do predictions for 2016 on a worldwide level. So I did that last year. I'm going to do it again. It's probably going to be I'm not sure I'll get back to you guys at towards the end of the month, obviously. And I'd like to do it before we get to the New Year's, or maybe I'll do it New Year's week. Who knows? So I haven't figured that part out, but I'm meditating and praying about it. On that note, I'm also doing yearly readings for people, individual readings, 2015 readings. I'm going a year ahead. So Victoria's had one. I've had one because I have a coach.
I think, every year that I've worked with you, and it's all been awesome.
You're amazing. So it's such an honor to be able to work with you guys, you, Donna, and a lot of others. I'm so fortunate. And anyway, so if you want a yearly reading with me, they usually last about an hour. Give me a call, and we'll set that up. Or you can email me or Facebook me, facebook.com/angelcoaches. Relationship articles. So I've talked about that. I'm going to send you guys a link and put some of the articles out there that I've done. They're fun and they're magical. And then I've got a special speaker on pretty soon in the next week or so that's going to talk more about advertising, doing it in a spiritual way, and building your spiritual business. So don't want to miss that. And you guys, on that note, have a wonderful night. And go like our Facebook page, facebook.com/angelcoaches. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio, okay? So because we have a show 3 times a week and got some great shows out there for you guys. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great night. Victoria, you were amazing.
Thank you.
It was an amazing. All right, take care. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.